Hello and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff and today I am joined by a very special guest. This lady has been nursing for over 23 years, so there's not much about the human body she doesn't know. It's Shireen Louth. How are you today, Shireen?
Hey, Goff. I'm good. How are you?
I also just found out I've been pronouncing her name wrong for the best part of 2 years, so I publicly apologise for that.
It's fine. It's all good.
Shireen. All right, so.
What a nice introduction. Well, but you left out the bit 47-year-old menopausal woman who might go batshit crazy at any given moment.
Well,
we can add that on.
All right, fair, yes. Menopausal, okay, so.
Okay, he doesn't know what to say. Lost for words.
There'll be no more babies for you.
Definitely not.
So, you know, lucky husband. All right. So let's talk about your nurse. Why get involved in nursing? Why decide that that was the career for you?
Oh, I definitely couldn't have done it before I had kids. So after I had kids, it's a good mixed job. I like looking after people and I like helping. So it was kind of a good career to go. And I started in aged care and worked in nursing home for a while and found my feet and just love making a difference in people's lives.
Fair enough. Very cool. Now, you've done a lot of years in the emergency department. Is that correct?
I did a couple of years in emergency in a public department, which I think probably scarred me so much that I then went to private maternity.
But now you're back in emergency?
I'm back in emergency, but private.
Okay, so this leads me to the obvious question that everybody wants to know, and that is how many times have people shown up into the emergency department with something shoved up their ass?
Let me just inform you that we as nurses and doctors know that people don't just fall on a butternut pumpkin and have it land up their ass. So make up something a bit better than that.
Slipped over in the shower?
Oh, you know, it comes in all waves. There's interesting things that happen to the human body. And just wonder, what would possess you? And why would you go to emergency after that?
Well, yes. So the overwhelming advice is if you have something stuck up your ass, you need two things and two things quickly. A pair of salad tongs and a friend who can keep a secret. Is that?
Yes, yes. A friend who can keep a secret is a good call, definitely.
So, like, in all seriousness, does it happen, every 6 months?
Happens the more than you'd like to think.
Okay.
Not so much in private, but definitely more in the public.
Is there anything unusual that's been stuck up there that you've had to extricate?
Look, we had one many, many years ago. A certain person had a very large vibrator stuck up there, right up there, and they did not want to operate until the batteries had died.
So it was 12 hours.
So every time you walk into the room, you could hear a...
That's fantastic. So they weren't energizer batteries, they'd just keep going and going and going.
Gone forever.
That's fantastic work.
Oh, look, you'd be surprised what people do. maybe not.
No, I don't think so. People are strange, strange things. Anyway, so now you've obviously working in nursing as long as you have, you would have seen some very gory injuries in your time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like the world's strongest stomach? Like, does anything faze you?
Look, emergency nurses and ICU and different areas of nursing, they can eat while talking about anything. Nothing fazes us. The more gruesome it is, the better. There's shit stories, there's vomit stories, there's blood, there's bones, there's organs hanging out. The gruesomer, the better.
And what about, so let's say you and your husband go to a horror film. Are you sitting there going, yeah, that's nothing, and your husband's going, oh, that's horrible.
I actually don't like horror films, but I'll tell you the one thing. You know those YouTube clips or videos where the guy's bench pressing and his pec pops, yes, or they're doing the leg press and they have a compound fracture and the bone ends up out sideways? I love that. That's great. My husband is like, I can't watch that again. I can't. He goes, you'll love it, and sends it to me.
So do you have like a, like, is that just normal for people in your profession to have just a really strong stomach, and you just, like, someone comes in and they've got half an arm hanging off, and you're like, okay, that's cool, we'll just do this and sort it out and no worries.
In emergency, it's like if they come in with an arm hanging off and they're not your patient, you're in there going, let me have a look, is it good? And then if we unwrap it and it's not good, it's like a bitterly disappointed. Like if there's no arm hanging off, you know, people come in, I've got a really bad cut, and it's nothing. It's like a paper cut.
I can tell in your voice how upset you are when that happens.
The disappointment is real.
So, like, in the break room, are you with your colleagues? Are you like, oh, I had this guy come in today and he had half his leg off, and the other guy says, that's nothing, I had this woman come in today and she's got half of her head missing? Like, I mean, are you guys just trading war stories?
Oh, you know, not so much. We can't, because we all get in there and, you know, you just kind of suss out what everyone's doing. I kind of know what's happening everywhere. The relocations of the arms and shoulders and stuff's really good.
As in, like, dislocations?
Yeah, if they dislocate, we've got to relocate it.
And, like, pop it back in?
Yeah. That's always good fun.
Hearing them scream as you put it back in?
No, we give people drugs. We have drugs for that. We have the best drugs.
That's very true. You do work at a hospital. There's no better drugs that are in a hospital. Not that we are advocating that kind of behaviour.
No, I don't condone that behaviour, but, you know, if it's warranted.
Now, obviously, working in emergency like you have done, there would be some idiots that come in with ridiculous things. That are you like, are you for real? You've come to emergency with that? Can you give us some examples of stupid things that people have come in with?
Oh, look, and it's really hard to hide your disdain for people. And as I get older, I'm finding that my filter's getting less and less. It's disappearing, actually. So, you know, you get people that come in with, like, a little paper cut or an infected fingernail. There's some weird, and, you know, the hungover people, which, of course, go home, suck it up like everybody else does, have some fluids and feel crap for the rest of the day. Well, people don't come to emergency.
People really come in with a hangover?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes still drunk.
Well, yes, of course. And what about, actually, speaking of that kind of thing, like alcohol and drugs, people coming in affected by those sorts of things? Now, I remember you telling me a story ages ago about somebody who was on something. I'm not too sure what it was. I forget if you even knew what it was. And they kicked you in the shoulder and you got quite a reasonable shoulder injury out of it. Is that kind of sort of violence? Is that something that you have to deal with reasonably often, or...?
At the moment, like in private, it's definitely a little bit more subdued, or a lot more subdued, really. The public system struggles. Like, I think it's a lot harder over there. When I worked in public years ago, ICE was running rampant then as well, and it still is as well. But they get that superhuman strength when they're on drugs, and they can just pick you up like you're nothing and throw you across the room.
Is there something that a hospital could do? Would having more security make any difference at all? Or is it just one of those things, if somebody is as high as a kite and having a bad reaction to whatever they've taken, like, shit's just going to get bad? That's just a part of the job? Is that...
Look, they have really great security and they have good, you know, things in place for nurses to try and help and protect us and stuff. So we are really lucky, like, in that respect. I can't speak for all departments. All departments are a bit different. But, yeah, there's always security and stuff around. And, you know, you're always going to get people that slip through.
So it's just a part of when you sign up to be a nurse in that department, it's just something that's just going to happen
from time
to time?
Well, you know, and I mean, you have your mental health nurses and your emergency, your ICU, like, all different. And sometimes it's not drugs and stuff. You know, you've got the dementia patients as well, the older ones that are not quite there kind of thing. But it happens.
Well, you seem to take it all in your stride.
That's why I do combat.
But being, just for combat being a physical
outlet. Yes, that's not to use on my patients.
You're not going rat-a-tat-tat in the jungles of Borneo. It's a fitness class is combat.
Yes, just to be clear. Yes, I don't use it on patients either. Just to be clear.
Do you wish you could sometimes?
Oh, you know, there's always that the one or two that, you know, you kind of go mm-hmm. But like I said, my filter's starting to go, so I have to be very careful.
Well, that actually brings me to a really good point, is how do you keep empathy? Because, I mean, you're rattling people through really quickly because, obviously, unfortunately, people get sick. That's what people do. I mean, people get injured. Nobody wants to get sick. No one wants to get injured, obviously. But your job is to see to them as quickly as you can so you can get to the next person. How do you keep empathy?
You know what? You just have to remember, and I remember every day, these people that you're seeing, it's a terrible day in their life. So quite often you are seeing people on the worst day in their life. So if you can make just a tiny bit of difference to that, and, you know, we have lovely patients. Our patients are very grateful and they are beautiful. And, you know, the comfort and the support, I love my job. I have a fantastic job. And if I can make one tiny difference to someone on a terrible day, that's what I'm there for.
That's really nice.
Well, you know, I see people at the best and the worst.
Well, yeah, no, because I just think that, like, that would be something that I would, like, I mean, I've got empathy, obviously. I'm not a monster. But
aren't you?
Well, try not to be. But, I mean, you do have to also balance it with getting people to, like, I mean, if somebody needs to, you got to assess them, figure out what they need, and then get them to where they need to go. Because if someone's having a heart attack or something, you need to obviously get them to where they need to go as quickly as possible. But obviously, there does have to, you want to also probably show a level of care and support and just say, okay, we've got you, it's okay, you're in good hands, like all that sort of stuff. So what sort of balancing is that for you to do?
Well, and people are often really scared, especially if they're short of breath or having a heart attack or one of those things. So, you know, you've always, it's always just there. You know, you can see it in their eyes. And always, sometimes it's just about taking that moment to stop and reassure them and make sure that they're okay mentally as well. I'm fortunate I work with some amazing doctors as well. So I have the best of everything. Our doctors are amazing and I'm blessed to work with them. And what they what our patients see, because our patients often comment about our doctors, and I'm like, how you see them with you is how they are with us too.
So the job you do is very mentally draining because you work long hours doing a high stress sort of job. How do you maintain your concentration throughout? Like, how do you keep it together?
You just do. It's a fast-paced environment. So you find that when things are moving quickly, the day goes a lot quicker, you stay more focused. It's easier to try and I mean, time management is a huge part of my job, like making sure that you get to everybody and give everybody what they need. You know, there's definitely priorities and, you know, that's probably the one thing that public don't realise. Emergency is about prioritising. You know, a sandwich, we've had people that, you know, people complain because they didn't get a sandwich. It's like, I get that and I get that you're hungry and I'm trying to do 50 other things at the same time. But, you know, we do eventually get there and try to keep everybody happy and warm because the emergency department's a very cold place, just in case you don't know. So there's lots of warm blankets happening. But, yeah, it's just the more you move and keep going, the better it is.
Actually, going back to a previous point when I was talking about people coming in with ridiculous things to emergency.
Yes.
Is there, like, tell people a basic rule. So if this is happening, go to emergency. If that's not happening, then where else can they go? Like, give people a sort of a guideline of what can we go to emergency with and what shouldn't we go to? So that sort of thing.
Look, I mean, anything that a GP can't handle is, you know, if you've got chest pain, absolutely, you need to go to emergency and you need to call an ambulance. Don't drive yourself. Don't get mum and dad to drive you. You know, you need to call an ambulance if you're having chest pain because that's something that can go downhill very rapidly and very quickly. There is 13 health. So, you know, people can call that. And if they think that you need to go to the hospital, they'll tell you. GPs, there's long hours clinics, you know. If you've been vomiting for 2 hours and you haven't taken anything or you've got pain, my favourite is that people, you know, I've had this pain for 4 days. What have you taken? Nothing. Not even Panadol? No. Why? See, filters going. But, yeah, if it's a life-threatening or you're concerned, absolutely. But, emergency is the place to be.
But so essentially, if they're not on death's door, we should probably maybe go somewhere else, perhaps? Or like, what about things like accidents? Like you're at home building a dog kennel, and things have gone bad with a drill. Like,
definitely come in. That would definitely be a cause to come in. Falling off a roof, also a cause to come in.
But we should maybe just think twice before and think about where this problem is best solved. Is that sort of...
Possibly. A broken nail, fingernail, probably not emergency worthy.
Fair enough. And so now, you've mentioned working with the doctors earlier. Now, would you suggest that nurses are the heroes and doctors, just take all the glory? Is that...
That's something I hear quite often. Do you know what? It's where I work, it's a very team orientated environment. So I think we're as important as each other, to be honest.
Fair enough. Now, the other thing, obviously, now to switch off, now I've known you for a little bit of time. Now, when you're not working, you need to find a way to switch your brain off. And one thing you really love doing is running and exercising and all that sort of stuff. Now, one thing that I'd love you to tell our listeners is you did a marathon through Disney World a couple of years ago.
I did do that.
Now, you said you got to run, it goes through the Magic Kingdom and there's bands and all sorts of stuff happening.
Yeah, so it was the Star Wars. They do my two favourite things in the whole world, Star Wars and running mixed together. My daughter was actually working over there. So I flew over and it just happened to be the same weekend.
What a coincidence.
I know, right? So people got dressed up and you could do like a challenge and you got these really cool Star Wars medals and stuff. And it was amazing. It was, nobody does it like Disney do it.
So it was super fun.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. It was really hot, really humid. But they had like characters all along the way. One of the runs I actually came like third in my age group, and I was like, if I hadn't have stopped to have that photo with Darth Vader, I would have won. But it was all about the experience.
Is that one of the more fun sort of running experiences you've had?
It was the best thing. I just had a blast. It was so cool. And seeing people, probably natural born Floridians, people from Florida, running in Chewbacca suits in 98% humidity was, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. There were some crazy people out there. But it was awesome. It was such a great time. And you run through all the parks while they're closed early in the morning.
Cool. You told me all about that and I thought that was a really neat thing that you did.
So. It really is. It's so much fun. And, of course, with COVID, it's going to be a while away now.
Yes, well, that's very true. So just going back to nursing, is nursing something you can see yourself doing forever until you retire?
Yeah, definitely.
And so, that just pretty much about, is there anything else that you want the public to know about what you do in regards to nursing and any general, I've got a question for you, Shireen.
Uh-oh.
So this is something I've always wanted to know. Right?
Yes, go ahead.
I've got this rash. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, you'd be amazed how many people do that.
Oh, really? Down go the trousers?
Oh, I had a lady in a servo try to show me her x-rays once. I'm like, you don't know where I work.
Good Lord.
I could be in any department.
Well, actually, that brings me to a different question, and then I'll get back to my other question.
Yes.
But because, I go on tangents.
Yeah.
But when I've got a friend of mine who's a psychologist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when she goes to a social occasion, she'll tell people that she's retired because she's like, I'm not working now. And if I tell people I'm a psychologist, they're going to be like, oh, really? I'm just going through this divorce. So are you kind of the same when you go to a party or something? Are you like trying to not tell people you're a nurse because people will be like, oh, well, I've got this pain in my arm. Can you just, is that?
Yeah, I try not to, sprout out the fact of what I do because people do. They come up to you and they're like, oh, can you just have a look at this? I'm not a doctor either. So, I'd rather not look at your private parts.
Have you ever been called on to do something like a CPR on the side of the road or anything? Or deliver a baby or anything like that?
It's really funny. I'm pretty sure that somewhere up there someone knows what I do for a job. I've had more car accidents and motorbike accidents happen right in front of me than you would believe. You know, and not just little ones, like big, like a car upside down in a tree right in front of me, you know, dragging people out. It's amazing. It's definitely like someone up their nose.
Well, you're very lucky that they've got you there, because you would know, obviously, just the basic first aid type of thing. You know, if they've got a broken arm, wrap it and all that sort of stuff, you'd be able to sort of treat that sort of stuff.
Oh, you can do the immediate and the resus and all that sort of stuff if it's needed, definitely.
And you've been, what about delivering babies? You ever delivered a baby?
I have, because I worked.
Oh, you worked at maternity, of course.
I did, but I'm not a midwife, so delivery was out of my scope.
Okay.
But worked on the ward and in special care nurseries and, you know, that sort of thing. And yeah, loved it.
Was that cool with all the little babies?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It's a beautiful job. Well, really beautiful.
Why'd you stop doing it then?
Because I like emergency more.
You like the gore of it all?
Oh, I just like it's interesting, and you use all your skills. So it's like, you know, it's not just one part. You've got emergency nurses are kind of a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Fair enough.
We know a little bit about a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask my ridiculous question now.
Okay, go for it.
So I've always wondered, right? This is for real. I have always wondered this. Why, when you have like a head cold, right?
Mm.
You've got one nostril that's like a tap and the other nostril is bone dry. Nothing's like, surely the snot comes from the same place. How can one nostril be running and the other nostril not be?
It's all about anatomy. And if it runs down the back of your throat, that's why you wake up with a sore throat.
Just, you have no answer?
No, that's a really weird question.
I've always wondered.
Can't say I've ever experienced it myself.
Really?
I think my nose just normally runs at the same time.
Well, fair enough.
Maybe it's just you.
Well, if you have the answer to that question, send your envelope to Beer Nuts Productions, care of this address. I'm just teasing. No. So
Put it out there for the masses.
Just always wondered why that's the thing. Anyway, obviously
There's lots of things that are just a thing.
Does a human body constantly amaze you, Shireen?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, in regards to both things, how it can heal itself for a start, because a human body is a remarkable thing for being able to heal itself.
Oh, yeah.
But also in what it can actually do. Like,
yeah, and what it, like, compensation. If something's not quite working right, your body will automatically compensate to make it go a different way. It's amazing. The human body is amazing.
Well, yes, I agree entirely. No, well, I mean, you see that with folks I'm blind, for example, so I've got superhuman hearing, which annoys Scott, who does my production work, and, well, I mean, but it's the truth. I mean, I can hear.
Yeah, your other senses compensate for what you're missing.
Yeah, and I mean, so a friend of mine, their daughter, when she was about three, broke her leg,
mm-hmm.
and so she just ended up starting to, I can't use my legs. So she started using her arms, like doing tricep dips to get up and around everywhere. And yeah, so it is amazing.
And there's always something. There is always a way to do things and something that you can do, no matter what.
Cool. What a great note to end on. I've tried to end this interview many times, but then I kept thinking of more things to ask you.
Thinking of more questions.
Yeah, no. Well, it's such I just think what you do is just super interesting. It's just it's a really fascinating job that you do.
It's an amazing job. It really is. It's a great job. I love it.
Cool.
And I'll do it for a long time. So don't come and visit me anytime soon, though.
Well, it's one of those,
well, not there.
It's one of those things, isn't it? It's like when you go to the dentist, you're like, well, thank you, you're a really nice person, but I hope I don't have to see you ever again.
I say that to my patients as they're wheeling up to the ward. I'm like, don't come soon.
All right. Well, thank you again so much for coming in,
Shireen. Thank you.
And that has been the Beer Nuts Productions podcast for today. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a friendly comment, because that's always nice. Rate and review with 5 stars and all that good stuff. And, of course, Beer Nuts Productions is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. So until next time, we will talk to you then.